I'm just sitting here witnessing, watching the revenuers, the Keystone corporate coffer cops, trolling out there on the public streets. If you don't have a sticker that's correct, well then, we might have to take you to jail and confiscate your property. Watch these guys repeatedly do this. I'm standing outside of the building with my engineer, and he and I are standing there having a conversation, talking about whatever. And here comes one of Round Rock's finest with its lights going to pull over a woman in a car. She pulls in a parking lot. And I said, now watch what they do with this. They'll pull their car in as to block entrance and exit to businesses' parking lots. Sure enough, what did he do? Pulled in right behind her, not kind of out of the way to block her from backing up if that's what she was going to do, which she wasn't apparently a violent criminal. She was about 5'2" and maybe went 130 pounds soaking wet. And I'm standing there, and I told my engineer, and I said, now watch this. I said, probably other cops will show up. I mean, we're sitting next to Buddy Bear. It's a daycare center here for kids. And these people show up every day to pick their children up. And there's cars in and out of these parking lots like you wouldn't believe. One day I'm standing here and I watch them do the very same thing, pull a woman over. She pulls in the Buddy Bear parking lot. There's one cop. Then another one shows up in a squad car. Then a third one shows up. There's people out lined up in a center turn lane to pull in to try to pick their kids up. There's people in the parking lot that already got their kids trying to get out of the parking lot. And there these guys stand while they're doing business for the corporation, totally ignoring what they're interrupting in commerce. I thought they were supposed to be buds and pals of the commerce people. Well, behold, I'm standing here and I'm watching this little incident take place today. And I'd had enough of this. See, it's the massive police presence, ladies and gentlemen. Here is a violent criminal out on the streets doing it, forgetting to put a little insurance sticker on their car. Well, they got out of the car, cuffed her through the back of another car, and hauled her butt off to jail. That's when I got on the phone to the wonderful Round Rock Police Department. I get this off my chest or I'm going to explode steel. I am sick and tired of, and it's just not Round Rock, folks. It's any city USA with their police presence, their mock clowns running around in their military outfits, tasering people if they don't.
PersonalArms.com has our self-defense need. Check out our own stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing wave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will be getting like a true-life angry German shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stuns, stun batons, pep spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts and DVD, and the same series that you have seen the police TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-41-1442. Come visit us, alarms.com. Don't fret anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by state, county, or law.
Hi, Shank, Fear Task Force. Sure, you've got mortgage and credit cards. Debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategy to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the strategy can make the debt part financial the smartest thing you've ever done. By the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You will make money from one shark, so you may not give your money to a debt shark. For understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken's can help you off the grid and become self-sufficient solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's popular items right now is the new solar power generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system will top off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's site at kensolar.com for free downloads, videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Financial Analysis Report.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to National Intel Report. Your host, John Stadtmiller.
So I called the Rock Police Department to talk to somebody in charge of these police officers running around in the streets terrorizing people. Talked to a Sergeant Osborne. And he proceeds to tell me that, well, the public policy. We mainly send out two cars because, you know, we're responsible for that person's property. And I said, okay, what was the third one for? I don't know why the third guy's there, but, you know, it's exactly against department policy. And I said, okay, well, I got you here. Let me tell you the story, as I just recounted to you, about the Buddy Bear Care Center fogging up people from picking up their kids. And he said, sir, I'm not going to comment further on public policy. I said, what you're going to force me to do with your public policy is go to the corporate Keystone Coffer Cop Commission, your corporate board, your city council, and do this from the top down because you people are convinced that you need to do this. And I said, let me relate a story that personally happened to me then that I would like to tell you about. And I said, you can call up Lieutenant Bob Drawbaugh there, the Round Rock Police Department, and see that this is true. I said, around Christmas time of last year, your Keystone Corporate Coffer cops are out on the streets. Same thing, folks, arresting a female. Evidently, her paperwork wasn't as quite correct, so they cuffed her and threw her in the back of a car. The other one's waiting out there for the tow truck for the retrieval of that property that they're now in charge of looking out for. And in the true matter, the fact is, folks, There's contracts here for the retrieval of these vehicles, and I don't doubt that these cities get kickbacks from them. So I said, and one of your benevolent little peace officers out there, when I suggested, and I said, and I wasn't abrupt, I wasn't rude, I wasn't talking fast, I said, it was around Christmas time, and I had a smile on my face. This guy is in his car on a cell phone having a private conversation. I guess he thought I was kind of interrupting him. I said, but I suggested that, you know, hey, look, I've got the entire floor of this building down here. We have plenty of parking. If it's not too much trouble, obviously this little girl is going to jail. You can leave her car, sit here. And he said, no, I can't do that. I was not the arresting officer. I'm just here waiting for the hookup, waiting for the tow. And I said, look, it's Christmas. At that point, he looked at me and he said, you say one more word, I'm going to cuff you and take you to jail. Now, let me ask the thin blue line out there one very important question. Do you think you people can keep functioning like a bunch of baboons and have the support of the people in your community? Your thin blue line is getting a little bit thinner, and my patience is certainly wearing thin. You and your public policy, you can stick it where the sun doesn't shine. I am tired of the massive police presence surrounding a routine traffic stop where somebody forgot to put a sticker or didn't have the money, or the great crime against the state that you monkeys have got to show up in this kind of force. It's already embarrassing enough, ladies and gentlemen, when you're pulled over by a police officer in a single car with the lights going. That's public embarrassment enough. But when you show up in massive force because somebody didn't have their paperwork correct, you can go straight to hell. It's all about police presence. It's all about the police state. It's all about these macho, high and tight, ex-military, just waiting for the chance. Just waiting for the chance to flex your muscles, pull a trigger, taser somebody, mace them, or whatever else. It used to be that people, by and large, had respect for you. No longer. And let me tell you, monkeys, something. These people that are suggesting that certain policies take place in their counties and their communities don't give a rat's patoot about you. They don't care if you people are wiped off the face of the map. They don't care if the city police departments are gone, the sheriff deputies, the state police, or anybody else. They've got grander plans, but there you are out there hijacking people right and left. It's enough. Tell you what, let me take a few breaths here. Let's go to the phones here. Jerry in Connecticut. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm tired of this crap. I'm seeing massive police state mentality from the Fed all the way down to these clowns that are cruising around in our streets.
You know, John, I understand your disillusionment. Believe me, I'm a little bit perturbed, though. Can I tell you why?
Why?
Yesterday, you went off on a big diatribe about how Zionists were thrown out of this country and that country in 15 such and such and 16 such and such. Do you understand what I'm saying or no?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I did the show. I was there.
Yeah, I know. But the term Zionism wasn't caused till 1890 by Nathan Birnbaum.
Yeah, but we're talking about the same Pharisees that are reading the same Talmud.
Yeah, but what are we really talking about, John? You know,
I don't know, Jerry. Jerry, let me ask you a question. What are you talking about? Get to your point. I know that you have one to make, so please make it.
Well, the point is there was no such thing as Zionism until 1890. So what are we
talking about before that?
You know?
What are we talking about? Pharisees, the Talmudic and Kabbalistic worshipers? The same.
You can't even say the word, right?
What, Zionist?
No.
Or Pharisees?
No.
Hang up on this clown. Will you just dump him? I don't have time for this. If you've got a point, make it. Yes, I understand that Zionism, the political movement, wasn't until the 1890s, around the turn of last century. Yes, I understand. I'm asking you to make your point, and you're not doing it. Is he still there? All right, make your point, Jerry.
My point is that we're talking about Jews, okay?
No, the point is we're talking about, and I'm not, no, don't start this crap. What Jews are we talking about here?
Oh, Christ, now we're going to start playing that game.
What's your point, Jerry?
My point is why can't you even say it?
Say what, Jerry?
Oh, Christ, here we go again.
No, I'm sorry, are you a great Christian? You a Kabbalistic Jew?
Yeah.
Are you using the Lord's name in vain on my program, Jerry?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Why, Jerry?
Yeah.
Why? Because you hate God? You hate Jesus Christ?
Yeah. No, because you can't say the right word. That's
Jerry, instruct me, Jerry. Please, Jerry, instruct me. I'm so lost. Instruct me.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know what? This is why, you know, Mark Kornke's on GCN. All right? Thank you.
Hey, Jerry, go get a life.
Thank you.
Yes, there is somebody that does understand the difference between Zionism and the false Jews. And by the way, at the behest of these wonderful little creatures, we're getting ready to kick off World War III. Hey, Jerry, you've been watching the news today? Have you been watching what's going on? Oh, supposedly Iran has taken 11 British Marines hostage. While what's really not being explained here is why there were 11 people taken by the Iranian Navy. Well, they were out there just boarding ships. Why were they doing that? Protecting whose interest in the Middle East? The Brits, by the way, were the ones that were screwing around with the Middle East before we decided to start doing it. We're getting ready to kick off World War III here. And we got somebody complaining, and I don't know the difference between a Pharisee and a Jew or a Zionist. I understand perfectly. You, my friend, need to sit down and shut up. Randy in Colorado. Hello, Randy. You ain't a buddy of Jerry, are you?
John, it's such a wonderful day in our global neighborhood. You just need to calm down.
I miss Mr. Rogers.
Here in Colorado, in the House today, House Bill 1069 passed through the House, telling the federal government that the consent of the state to take 2.5 million acres down here for the military training area, they've removed that consent. So that was the good news for the day.
The bad news is we're getting ready to go to war in the Middle East.
Yeah, well, they don't need all, I mean, getting ready. I thought we were already there.
Well, no, we have been there.
Oh, okay.
And we've been running covert ops into Iran. We've been doing a lot of stuff over there.
Yes.
And it's a real shame. There doesn't seem to be any way to stop this. I don't know what exactly that we're going to have to do to stop this. And this really grabs me. This is why I'm angry about this, because we have people that will not discuss core issues and who are responsible for doing this. You know, and as I described, I was talking to my engineer today about this little incident here with the Round Rock PD. I said, you know, I really don't hold the officers accountable first. It is their supervisors. It's who's making these policies. But they are obligated under the Constitution not to be out there violating your rights. They are also culpable, but the blame doesn't squarely belong on their shoulders. Hey, Randy, hang on a second. Well, phones.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hello, everybody. My name is Randall Kelvin, and I suspect a lot of you don't know who I am. I have been struggling with the system some 25 years now, but for the most part, I've worked anonymous. I've been, about 25 years ago, I once spent the night in jail for driving with a headlight out, and that didn't seem right. So when I got out of jail, I went and got a copy of the Texas Penal Code and the Texas Code of Criminal Procedure, and I read them. Once I read them both and then looked at what was actually being done in the legal system, I felt like I had stepped through the looking glass. I couldn't imagine how the written statutory law could be so different than the actual practice of law. So it set me on an odyssey to figure out how this problem came about. It's taken some 25 years to get to the end of it, but I've essentially reached the end. Oh. And the reason I'm coming back to the public now and beginning to bring this out is that over time, over all this time, I've been doing a lot of things that's caused me a lot of problems. A few stove-in ribs, broken collarbone, more than one extra night in jail, and I couldn't ask anybody else to do this, take the kinds of risks I was, because I had a special motivation. But recently, I've essentially worked my way up to the end of it, and I found something sitting at the end. It's almost like following a rainbow for 25 years, and I found the pot at the end. And the pot was called the grand jury. We have all been hoodwinked. All these folks trying different things, trying to gain back the legal system. And it's been right there in front of us all the time. You might say it's been hidden in plain sight. Over the years, I heard a lot of talk about juries and jury nullification. Well, it turns out when we're talking about jury nullification, we're not talking about grand juries. We're talking about petty juries. Grand juries are a whole other animal. If you go before a judge or a policeman and they act in violation of law, it's frustrating and it's intimidating. And we've all, anyone who's been in this area for very long is very familiar with that. They're familiar with making up well-structured legal documents and finally articulated legal points and have the judge just ignore it. And it seems as though there's nothing we can do. Well, it turns out there's something very powerful we can do. First, let me explain what a grand jury is and how it's different than ordinary juries and why they're important. A regular jury, if anybody here has ever been to a jury call for a traffic ticket, half the people don't show up. You know, you can be arrested for not showing up for jury duty and nobody bothers. When our founders set up the jury system, they understood this. When they set up grand juries, they set them up different. They set them up special. They set up grand juries to make it very difficult to seat them, because they apparently wanted people on grand juries who wanted to be on the grand jury. I live in Wise County, Texas. It's a relatively small county. And our grand jurors set for 6 months at a time. I've heard people talk about judges stacking grand juries. Well, how are you going to stack a grand jury when you have to find 12 people to sit for 6 months? It's extremely difficult. What we wind up with on grand juries or attorneys, because judges appoint attorneys to sit on the grand jury when they can't fill the spaces. And because they're judges, they can adjust the attorney's schedules around the jury service. So they wind up with two or three defense attorneys. Prosecutors never get called. And the rest of them are generally made up of people who are either retired or a lot of them will be women whose children have grown up, left the home, they're married to someone relatively successful, and they want to give something back to the community. So they volunteer to be on the grand jury. Anybody out there can do that. You just go down to the judge and tell him you want to be on a grand jury and watch his face light up. Because grand juries are incredibly hard for these people to sit. So you generally wind up with 12 people who really care about what they're doing. You get a couple of attorneys to give legal advice, and they're defense attorneys, so that's a good thing. And you wind up with other people who really want to do the right thing. I've been in front of a few grand juries, and I can assure you the first time you sit down in front of a grand jury and listen to the way they respond to you, you will be amazed. It won't be like anything you expected. You see these? We'll be back in just a few minutes. We're going to a break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com. at rbnlive.com. You'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Hello, everybody. We're back. I have a caller from Canada. John, do you have a question?
Howdy.
Howdy.
Hey, how's it going? Not bad, I guess.
We're on, and apologize for being a little late starting up.
Oh, yeah, well, that's all right. So, you know what, I'm kind of calling out of the blue, and I don't know your show too well, but I'm kind of talking free here. I'm looking at America, and in my mind, justice is freedom. If you want freedom, you have to preserve justice. So I'm like totally confused. I'm looking at this 9/11 scenario. We have the FBI tell us that General Mahmoud Ahmad funded the terrorist operation. They followed a wire transfer from the bank accounts of the alleged hijackers to this General Mahmoud Ahmad. So that's the guy who financed the terrorist operation that killed thousands of American citizens in New York City on 9/11. I'm troubled. I'm going, why isn't this guy arrested? You know, I'm looking at, on the internet, they have WTC video footage of liquefied steel flowing like water from the tower about a minute prior to its collapse, the first tower's collapse. You can see the steel flowing like water from the building in its video, and there's there's no question that there's something seriously fishy going on. And then finally, I'm looking at Tim Russert, the great Tim Russert on Meet the Press. He's telling us with his interview with Tom Daschle, transcripts available, that immediately after the terrorist operation, George Bush and Cheney worked diligently to close outstanding criminal inquiries designed since the dawn of time to nab the actual true evildoers by supporting evidence as a requirement to convince yourselves of something. But you guys aren't doing any of these things that good police officers do every single day of the week, and I'm trying to figure out what it is. Is it a it seems in my mind it's a failure to communicate, and people are fearful of what they don't understand. But you know, if you believe in freedom, you got to believe in supporting evidence as a requirement to convince yourself of something. Like if you have people being accused of criminal offenses who confess to the deed under torture, you're undermining the whole thing. Because you know, if you say well, Bin Laden did 9/11. Well, did he do it all by himself? Like, aren't you going to support following the criminal crime scene leads to the real murder scene? Because that's all the Taliban asked you guys. Just said, well, look, we'll hand him over. Just formulate in our minds some way that he's connected to this terrorist operation. And then, you know, and Bin Laden said, look, I didn't do it. Initially, he said he didn't do it. So I'm, like, troubled. I'm seeing all my friends being sacrificed for lies or the deceptions of, I don't know, there are lies going on, and people don't understand these fundamental tenets of justice that are super simple, and I can't explain it. I can't understand. I feel like I'm in a place I shouldn't be, but I should be, and what do you take from all this that I'm saying? Does this trouble you, or what's your take on this?
You're speaking to the gallery here. We definitely understand that there's a serious problem going on.
Okay,
there's a disconnect between the public and justice.
Yeah.
But where do we start?
Yeah, exactly.
Start
I don't
in
know.
The middle? I started I some 20, 25 years ago looking at the problems. And there are serious, major problems out there. The whole deal with 9/11 is an incredible mess. The problem we have is trying to find the real information from the disinformation deliberately handed out to lead us down rabbit holes. And then when we do find good information, we as a public, as sovereigns in a republic, are unable to force the legal system to act as it should. And frankly, I'm going after the legal system at its root.
Well, that seems like the best way to go about it. I actually had a talk show here in Canada a few years ago, and I was initially arrested by the Secret, or at the request of the Secret Service through the RCMP National Branch, or National Security Branch of Canada, for threatening the life of Bush and Rumsfeld. And they wanted to arrest me under the Mental Health Care Act and all these terrible things. But I'm a fairly well speaker, and judges have to go by the facts you put in front of themselves, irrespective of what anybody really thinks of your character, but a judge most specifically. And, you know, there was an attempt made to silence my voice, but the truth prevailed, and the charges were thrown out, and I'm free to speak still, individual, here in Canada. And I feel like I have some responsibility to the human species or something. There's something I'm supposed to be doing here. By knowing these things, and knowing that our police services are not going to hold me in custody, nor is our legal system going to put me behind bars fraudulently, and I'm free to speak my mind, but I don't know what to do. Like you were saying, there's certain facts, it seems, that are indisputable. Like if you could, let's say if I encouraged anybody to get on a national radio program in North America here and just say, does any soldier support closing criminal investigations immediately after 9/11, because that appears by all witnesses, I think, to be an act of treason. You don't want to support the apprehension of those who are truly responsible, even if bin Laden did do it. Did he do it completely by himself, all alone from a cave someplace? Like, how did he get the explosives into Building 7 is my question. Like, no matter what story you buy, for him to close the criminal investigations or encourage those closings, and this is from the top Democrat senator of the day, or the congressman of the day.
Wait. You're arguing 9/11 here.
Right. But it's all
we won't fix 9/11 that way.
You don't think so?
We're going to have to take back our legal system. And that's a bit more difficult. The problem I have getting what I'm doing out is everybody thinks it's hard, and they think it's difficult, and it's frightening. Because what I'm asking people to do is take back control of the legal system. And we can. There's a statute that every state has. In Texas, it's 3903 Penal Code. In the federal government, it's 18 U.S. Code 242. Everyone should have that burned in their brain. It says that if a public official violates the law relating to his office, and in the process denies a citizen in full and free access to or enjoyment of any right, well, that's a crime. It's a crime in Texas, and it's a federal crime. And every state I've looked at so far has a statute for either official misconduct or official oppression, which makes it a criminal act for a public official to violate a law. So what are we all doing when we go to court and the judge renders a ruling that violates his discretion, and we don't ask the bailiff to arrest him?
Right, like you have with the military. Yeah, like with the Military Commission Act, right?
No.
I was thinking Guantanamo. When you have no evidence against the accused, he's an innocent person, no matter what. Like, how can you say you suspect him for anything if you have absolutely zero evidence against him? Like a Pakistani, they were giving out rewards, I think $25,000 to Pakistanis who could bring in Al-Qaeda, and they just pulled guys off the farm and said, look, here's your Al-Qaeda. They took him, tortured him, and they got no evidence against him. That guy walks away with $25,000 or whatever it was, and you've undermined everything that freedom's supposed to be about, and where's your justice there? So how are we going to stop them? You say it's illegal. I agree it's illegal. I think you have to support the if we support justice at all, we would support those who purposefully work to undermine justice by closing criminal investigations. In my mind, I figured you can't find a soldier that would support Bush in that respect. It's just, how do you communicate to all these soldiers who don't have the time or don't have the initiative or the effort or the understanding? Because a lot of them are kids, right? 18 years old. They were 15, 14 years old when 9/11 happened. You know, what do they know?
You're trying to fix this in Guantanamo, We're not going to fix it in Guantanamo.
Okay.
We're going to fix it in our backyard.
In our local court, you mean? How can we challenge
yes.
the criminality of a government official from our local courtroom?
If you keep trying to fix, you know, I've got a friend who every time I talk to him has got at least 30 new conspiracies to throw at me.
Okay.
No matter what I say, no matter what I suggest, he comes up with 10 more conspiracies to demonstrate why what I suggest is absolutely impossible and there is absolutely nothing you can do but sit here and feel bad about all the terrible things that are happening. We won't fix it there.
Well,
we're
going to
have to fix it at home. You're going to have to take the policeman on the street
right.
that's violate local laws and take him to legal task. You can't do that.
But how will we stop Bush from laying false allegations against the innocent, then, though? Like how,
again,
I hear what you're saying. The goal.
We have 200 years of letting our criminal justice system get away from us. We're not going to fix it next week.
Well, look at how quickly they put in the Military Commissions Act. I mean, you could abolish it instantly and arrest the senators who okayed it because it's clearly undermining justice for American citizens.
How are we going to get that done?
Well, again, the only thing I can suggest is trying to speak to soldiers and say, listen, and open the line to say, look, if you disagree with this, come forward and let's hear you speak, because I have a hunch that you're not going to find a single soldier in all of the United States of America who supports Bush's action, as I say, like closing criminal investigations. No soldier is going to support that, so therefore he needs to be, you know, like you say, the laws need to be enforced. He's obstructing justice at the very least. At the very least, he's obstructing justice.
We have to start here grassroots. There is a whole mindset that's the problem. When I start telling people about what I'm doing, they say, holy mackerel, I couldn't do that. I couldn't stand in a courtroom and ask the bailiff to arrest the judge. I'm in Texas, and I'm looking at 6 months. We can change everything. We can get courts that are actually in a position to where they feel like they have to obey law.
Well, they do. Like, that's what I'm saying about my case. They couldn't, even if they loved Bush to death, and that's accordingly, or so it would be anyway, normally, even if they loved him to death, the judge, through the public record, couldn't allow false allegations against my better name to go unjudged. So he had to make a judgment and say, well, look, all of what John is saying is substantiated by the documented facts supplied by the FBI. He's the honorable man here, and these are dishonorable police officers who tried to put him in prison to silence his voice on a critical issue such as life and death in our world. You know, that's not exactly what the judge said, but, you know, the judge is compelled to do the right thing. Even corrupt judges can't go off the wall.
Yes, in Texas, in United States, absolutely they can.
Yeah?
They do all the time. That's our biggest problem.
Yeah, I've heard there's been a couple cases that I've heard that are really shocking. Right? It's hard to believe that they're so.
I live
are you
down
involved
here
in a case right now? Are you currently in litigation or currently?
I create cases.
Oh, okay.
I just went before the grand jury with a district attorney and district judge in Johnson County.
Mm-hmm.
Over nothing.
Oh, okay.
I created it. If we're going to get control of the courts, we have to, my ultimate purpose in doing all of this. I never do anything before the legal system unless I know exactly what my intended outcome is. And my outcome, my reason for being here, is to create a situation where every district judge in the country, when he walks in the door of the courtroom and everybody stands and he sits down at that bench and then everyone sits, I want him to have to look out at the gallery out there and wonder which one of these guys, which guy sitting out here is the ringer? Which one is sitting, waiting for me to render a ruling that he thinks is improper so he can go down to the grand jury and try to get me indicted?
If you can do that, that's the way to clean it up. I totally agree with you there.
This is exactly what I'm talking about.
But how can you have any judge at all? Like with the Military Commission Act again, you know, you have military judges that really make no sense. Like you had the one judge, John Head. He ruled that Ouattara couldn't base his defense on not going into the Iraq war due to its legality. Like he's saying it's a crime to commit commit a crime. Like Ouattara's defense is, send me to Afghanistan, send me anywhere. I can't go to Iraq because that's a criminal offense, and I've taken an oath to America to not knowingly commit a criminal act. John Head ruled that he could not base his defense on the war's legality. So it's like saying it's a crime to refuse committing a crime. Like, that's, John Head needs, like you say, indicted.
Look,
what is
wait,
he? He's
wait,
not
wait,
even
wait,
a real judge. He probably doesn't know anything about law at all.
Stop. We've got more of those things than we can examine in this hour.
Okay. But
there's just more of them we can examine.
But
I'm here to tell you, we have a way to go back after them. We have a way to take control of it. But if we immerse ourselves in all the terrible things that are going on, we wind up impotent. We wind up getting nothing accomplished. I'm going to ask you to do really specific things.
Okay.
Like, go down to the jail in the mornings and ask to see the morning arraignment hearing or magistration or whatever they call it.
Okay.
And when you do that, they're going to say, well, we hold that in the jail and you would be a security risk, so you can't watch.
Oh,
so
really?
Then I asked.
Yeah,
then
Canada,
I asked.
It's not like that at all.
Well, this is in Texas. It's that way everywhere. So then, what you do is you ask the jailer to go back there and arrest the judge for holding a secret hearing. Yeah, and they get all excited and they don't want to, and then you go file with the prosecuting attorney. This is short because we're running out of time here, but. You file a complaint with the prosecuting attorney, and when he doesn't give it to the grand jury, then you prepare criminal complaints against the prosecuting attorney and file them with the grand jury yourself and watch everything in the county change.
That sounds
quickly.
Nice. Yeah, that sounds like a good
point. It is.
Here, we can go to
anything. It's something we have missed. It's something that's been hidden from us. We've forgotten who we are. We are the sovereigns, and we can do that. But we're not doing that. We're letting our public officials do anything they want to. I go out of my way to get them to violate law. Most people go before the courts, and they get all frustrated because the judge doesn't do what he wants them to. Well, I go out of my way to get him not to. I want him to screw something up.
Right. Well, you know what? We have a lot in common, actually. My first motion in my trial, or my pretrial, or, well, it was the preliminary. My first motion was that I asked the judge to contact another prosecutor's office and investigate the four crowns in my case. There are four prosecutors against me. I requested the judge have someone investigate them for aiding and abetting the crimes of first-degree mass murder, because they're fully aware that I'm speaking on behalf of honorable FBI officers, and they're trying to undermine justice for our community. That was the first thing I did in the courtroom.
This is how we're going to. Well, yeah, you see, you're talking. You're someone who's. You're like me. You've been doing this, and you realize this is not as terrifying as it appears.
Well, no.
Most people, the only experience they have with the legal system is when they have criminal charges before them, and they go before these arrogant judges, and it's not that they're so arrogant. They're just busy. They get hundreds of cases. They hear the same thing over and over. They don't want to hear it again, and they seem dismissive. And you come away feeling mistreated. When you go in and you're the complainant, you're the one that's filed the complaint.
Right.
You're taking them to task. This is a whole other animal altogether.
Yeah.
I go in and I get to be incredibly arrogant. We're going to go to break.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Okay. Back.
Shake down, break down, take down. Everybody wants to take the crowd alive. Break down, take down, you're busted. Let down your guard.
Okay. Are we back? Hello. We're back. Is John still there?
No.
We were talking about grand juries and how to retake the legal system. A lot of people out there are frustrated because the courts aren't following law. They're entering into court cases. They file motions. They present arguments to the courts, and the courts just ignore them. I hear a lot of people complaining about how the legal system's out of control. I spent a lot of time, some 25 years, trying to figure out what the source of this problem was. And the caller earlier kind of pointed in the direction of what the real problem was. At first, I thought it was the police because of the way they treated me and this militaristic style they've moved toward. They claim we're in this war against crime. Well, it's not a war. I'm a combat veteran. I've been to war, and I can assure you this is not one. Crime has been down across the board for the last 20 years, according to the FBI. So what's the problem? It's not the police. I thought it was the police, but I know a number of policemen, and all of them like to think they're good guys. And most every one of them hates the system the way it is. They wish it was different. They don't know how to change it. I know a number of judges, and essentially they're the same. Because second, I thought it was the judges, and it wasn't the judges. They're frustrated with the system, and they're doing things pretty much the way they've been trained to do things, and the prosecutor's the same way. I'm not real crazy about these kinds of metaphors, but the matrix certainly fits here. Everyone seems to be caught up in a set of patterns and practices that they know are unjust. They just don't know how to fix them. Well, after some 25 years, I figured out what the problem is, what it's always been. The problem was you, and it was me. Because when we saw one of our policemen or one of our courts step outside one of our rules, we didn't scream to high heaven. I'm notorious for filing criminal complaints against public officials for minor little infractions. I like minor little infractions. I don't like big things. I go before grand juries to present public officials to grand juries, but I never want an official indicted. When I presented the district attorney in Johnson County to the grand jury recently, I told the grand jury, the foreman of the grand jury was real upset at me for presenting his district attorney to them. At first I thought he was just angry at me, but it finally became clear that what his problem was, he was afraid I would give him good enough reason and he would have to indict his district attorney, and he didn't want to. So he ground my soul, accused me of having just some are we going to break?